I'm going to try to do you an old-time fiddle tune that my dad played called Speed the Plow. That's where I learned it from.
And he was a good old, he was an old-time fiddler.
Oh,
he was
strictly old-time fiddler.
He was from Mingo County?
Yeah, Mingo County, West Virginia. Born and raised there.
Yeah. It's a fine bow stroke you have there. I like that.
That's the way he used the bow. He was pretty well advanced in using that bow, you know. He knows the way to do that. I'll play another in here called Lost Girl.
March the 6th, 1995, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, recording John Hanna, formerly of Mingo County, West Virginia. He moved here about 40 years ago, and he was born in 1920, and he fiddles some old, his dad was an old-time fiddle player, and he fiddles some, his dad's old-time tunes the old-time way, and also he had an uncle, Sherman Hanna, a cousin, Sherman Hanna, who he picked tunes up off of, and he fiddled some Civil War tunes. So we're going to have a little interview here, and then we're going to go into some fiddle tunes. And I'm going to turn it over to John here.
I'm going to play you an old-time tune here now that my dad used to play, Goodbye, Lizzie Jane.
Thank you.
by Eliza James.
Yeah.
It's one of the 100 versions of it, huh?
Yeah, that's probably, well, there's a Goodbye Eliza Jane, then there's Eliza Jane, you know.
The Eliza Jane, is it a, did you pick it up off your dad, too?
No, I didn't play the Eliza Jane, but just a Goodbye Eliza Jane.
All right, the Eliza Jane, is it an old-time fiddle tune also? Do you mind, can you play it in that key?
No, I don't play it at all.
That's okay.
I just played the version of the Goodbye Eliza Jane.
Right. So, how old were you when you started playing the fiddle?
Oh, I started playing as young. I first started playing a banjo. Clawhammer banjo. That's when I was young. I played with my dad. We played for dance, square dances. He'd play the old time fiddle tunes, Sourwood Mountain, and tunes of that kind, and I'd play the banjo. That's the only music we had, was banjo and fiddle. My mother was a banjo picker.
Clawhammer?
Yeah, she's the best I ever heard in there. She gets the prettiest sound out of a clawhammer banjo I ever heard, you know. Played drop thumb stop style, you know.
Yeah. Did you know of any songs called, one called Breeding Gal?
No, I don't know that one. I could play one of Sherman's old tunes, Come On Boys, Let's Go to Warfield.
Okay.
Some words, I suppose, they had a saloon in Naugatuck, West Virginia, and one over Warfield, Kentucky, and they had the words, I imagine, come on, boy, let's go to Warfield, Naugatuck's gone dry. So, I suppose they'd run out of booze there in Naugatuck and was going to Warfield to get them some, you know.
Yeah. Did they have, like you said, something about a saloon or something they had back then?
Yeah, they used to have a saloon where they sold whiskey. That's in Naugatuck, one in Warfield, Kentucky, see. They're about 6 or 7 miles apart there. And I imagine if they run out of booze from one place, they go to the other, you know.
Oh, yeah. How long has that been around, that song? Like your earliest remembering?
Well, it's been around ever since I was a kid. I don't know when it started, but it had to be years ago, you know.
So it was a good dance tune that they used to fiddle in that area?
Oh, yeah, they used to fiddle that a lot in that area. Chairman Adams was the one that fiddled it the most. Anybody I know that.
And how old was Sherman, I mean, when was he born, do you know?
Well, I don't know, but I would say he's about 20 years older than me, so if he'd have been living, he'd be somewhere around 90, 95 years old than that.
Yeah.
He's a good old-time fiddler.
Did you ever know Molly O'Day?
Oh, I've heard Molly O'Day, yeah. I think she was from Kentucky, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was over in Pike County.
Yeah,
but she was, John Fleming was her grandfather.
Oh, I didn't know. I know John Fleming. Yeah. 12 Tolls, they call him 12 Tolls John Fleming. Yeah. Some of them had a fiddle tune by that name, but I never did learn it. I'll play you an old-time fiddle tune here called Windy River. Kessinger, from all I got to learn that from.
Okay.
He's an old-time fiddler from around Charleston.
Right. Did you know one called Jimmy Johnson?
No, maybe I used to know it, but maybe I can get think of it before we quit here.
Right, okay.
Get try to get it in my, get my name, in my mind where I can go over it.
You mentioned
that. I'll get an A here and play you a couple of tunes my dad played, Sugar in Your Coffee.
Okay.
That's one he played all the time. That's the only, he's the only one I ever heard play.
Did he ever sing any words to it?
No. There's probably words to it, but I never heard it sung, you know. I don't know the words to it. Mm-hmm. I never was cut out for a singer. Not much of a fiddle player.
I wouldn't say that. Now, that tune was really... I like that. That was, now, was that any minor? Was that in a minor key or?
Well, you went to different keys out there. You want me to play another verse of it? Yeah. This is an old time fiddle tune my father played, The Sugar in Your Coffee. Record that Brush Fork Down the Creek I played a while ago?
No, I didn't. I like to hear you do that. Well, now, they're talking about over in Pike County, Kentucky, Brushy Creek, right?
Yeah.
That's where my grandfather was from. He was born there in 1902.
Well, that's where my...
York Smith.
My My grandfather was born in Johnson County, Kentucky, down in Louisiana.
Right.
And he moved after the Civil War, he moved from that area to West Virginia.
Did they do any logging down that way?
Oh, yeah.
On the Big Sandy?
Yeah, they done a lot of logging down there. And the guy that you talked to, William May, he used to be a team driver down in there.
That's what he was telling me.
Yeah, he was a good team driver with him. I worked some with him there.
Did you know a guy named John Harmon Messer?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know him.
An old woman named Idie Bear?
Yeah, I know her. Yeah, I know all them.
How about a song called Brewer's Farm?
I don't know that.
You don't?
No. I'll try to do Brushy Fork of John's Creek. Timing to it, you know.
Right. Now, they've named that one Long Fork of Buckhorn. Art Stanford did a
version. Well, they named
that
long before I was born. I don't know what that long before, but probably years, you know.
Yeah. Getting tired?
No, I ain't getting too tired. I'll play you just a little bit of an old time fiddle tune coming down from Denver in the key of A there. Country, I didn't. I have heard it. I don't remember now who I heard play it other than him, you know. But that was that's a pretty good old time fiddle tune, you know.
All right.
I'm going to play an old time tune. I never heard nobody play it but my father, one they called Bigfoot. Thank you.
what is that tuned in? What key was you
playing? A D.
You were playing in D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your dad played a lot of D tunes?
Oh, he played quite a few of them, yeah. I play another one that he played there called Indians Over the Hill. That's kind of a marching tune that they used to play.
Civil War tune?
Yeah. I'll play a little bit of that. He used to play one called Rebel Raid. And I'll see if I can do it in a minute. I'll go over it before we record it. It's an A. About that tune, I say.
It's called Rebel Raid.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
Do you like it pretty well?
Oh, I like. Yeah, yeah. It's a Civil War tune.
Yeah, that's Civil War tune. That's where the rebels raided some of the Union places, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to record it now? I'll try to.
Yeah, if you think you can. Yeah, if you want to do it, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll try to do it.
Favorite tunes?
No, not by no means.
I was just feeling that Jack of Diamonds there. Yeah. I like the way you picked it out on the string there.
Yeah, I'll get this other fiddle there and play that for you. That's one my dad played.
Thank you.
No. No, I don't know the words to it. I couldn't sing, so I never just bothered to learn the words to it. Over in this tune there I play one my dad played the Lost Indian, they called it. This was an old version of it, so the Lost Indian you hear, that's come out in later years, you know.
Right, okay.
Yeah. The old timers, they played this one, and that's what they call the cross tuning, cross key tuning, you know.
Would that be AEAE?
I guess that's what it'd be. All I know is just call it cross key tuning, you know. And now the new version of it was played in D.
Okay.
And I don't know who come up with that. And they might have been one, you might have heard one an older than the one I'm thinking about that they call the Lost Indian today, you know. But they play it different. It's a whole lot different today.
Yeah. How about Sally Choose Your Rosin or anything like that?
No, I don't know that. I'll do a couple more here if I can. Get a little bit tired here, then.
All right. Here, I'll hold that for you.
I just take that up here and it'll fall. I won't be you nothing more anyway. I was trying to think how that Lost Indian goes today that they play. Getting upstairs. Mm-hmm. You was talking about something about the haste of the wedding or something, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that might be a tune that my dad played, a Hoplite Lady. I don't know. Hoplite Lady, though, that's the same.
Go to Meeting Uncle Joe or...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Step High Ladies.
Yeah, that's. I'll play you a little verse of it here. This is the way my dad played. That's he's the only one, about the only one I learned very many tunes from. I learned a few from other guys, most of them from him, you know.
Fiddled a tune called Sally Gooden, and you were talking about how the old time way of fiddling.
Well, you know, he played about like some of your old fiddlers today played it. They played a lot like it, you know.
Do you fiddle that tune?
Oh, I can play it a little bit. Yeah, play an A there. Different stuff in the new fiddlers do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they run up on the thing. must.
I didn't get that Jimmy Johnson. You're the only fiddle player that I know from in my area, from like where I'm from in Williamson or Mingo County, fiddles Jimmy Johnson. You're the first fiddler that I know came from that area or even plays the fiddle that plays Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Most of them played up near Charleston.
But I play
and
up
pretty, that way.
Pretty,
yeah,
pretty
that's
pretty much the way you play.
That's the way you heard it. Well,
yeah,
that's when you was a kid.
Yeah, that's the way I hear it, yeah.
That's it. Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Fiddle all over the country, you know.
Yeah. Did your dad fiddle that tune?
No, I don't remember him ever playing. I don't remember hearing anybody up in there play it. Yeah.
Do you know one called Elzick's Farewell?
No.
You play any minor keys?
Not too much. I'd really just play in the straight keys, you know. I'm going to try to play a tune, an old time fiddle tune, McLeod Reel. I have to go back and start that over again.
Okay.
I forgot the thing.
That's good.
Okay. Now we'll do an old time tune here, McLeod Reel. I'll have to do it over again. I messed up. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Now maybe we can do it this time with McLeod Reel.
Thank you.
When I learned to play a banjo, I learned it from my mother back whenever I was about 5 years old. I've not played the banjo now for years. I've lost, forgot everything I ever knew about it. But I'll try to do an old tune called Call Again.
Again, huh?
Yeah.